Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled Killing Sacred Cows was recorded at our 2009 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You are the one who has the power and the authority to do something. And many of us are being quiet. We aren't speaking to the people at the convenience store, at the grocery store, at the gas station. We aren't talking to our neighbors. We aren't talking to the people we work with. We don't understand the power of words. We disagree with all kinds of things, but we wouldn't dare say anything because somebody might reject us. I tell you what, that's not getting the job done. We're going to have to learn to stand up. You're going to have to learn to speak the truth. And you're going to have to let the truth set people free. Amen. I tell you, this is major what I've talked about tonight. There's so many Christians that are, oh God, why haven't you moved? Because you haven't moved. God moves through you. Oh God, just stretch forth your hand and do miracles. The Bible says these signs will follow them that believe. They follow. That means you have to take a step first. You have to get out there and say, when somebody's saying, oh, it's just terrible. The flu's going around. Have you got the flu yet? You got to stand up and say, no, I don't get the flu. I don't believe in the flu. People will look at you like you're crazy, and the door is now wide open for you to explain what's going on. And you know what? Some people will think you're crazy. Some people will reject you, but some people will say, man, I want what you've got. And we got to start speaking the truth, and we got to start doing the word. Amen. Amen. I tell you, these things that I've talked about over this, I haven't explained it in as much depth as I could, but I've covered a lot of different subjects that I encourage you to please get these things. You need to go over and over and over what I've talked about, and plus, you need to take this and share it with somebody else. We could double, triple, quadruple the number of people impacted by this if you'd just take these CDs and share them with somebody. And I tell you, the body of Christ needs to hear this. It'll set you free. Amen? Father, we love you and we receive the word with meekness, which is able to save our souls. Father, I'm asking that you would use this to bring clarity, understanding to people why things haven't been working. Because we haven't been doing what you said. We're asking you to do what you told us to do. We're asking you to get the devil off our back when you said you resist the devil and he will flee from you. Father, I'm praying that you help people to understand. Father, people who are so passive that they are just letting the sewage of the world flow through their mind and they don't have any control. They just sit down and are amused. Father, I'm asking that you'd help people to recognize that every word has death or life in it, that we'd stand up, we'd begin to take control of our environment. We would control what seeds are sown in our life. Father, I'm praying that you'd help people tonight to become proactive, to take charge, to take responsibility, to quit begging and start taking the authority that you've given us. I'm asking that the Holy Spirit would apply this to every person's life right now, a specific instance, Father, where they could take these truths and start implementing them. And I thank you, Father. I believe that this is going to change their life. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I know in my heart right now that there are a lot of people that the Holy Spirit's speaking to and showing you areas of your life where you've been praying and asking God to do something, but you haven't taken your authority. You need to do that. God has spoken to you. God has given some of you revelation right now. And don't forget it. You need to act on this. By the time you get home, some of you will put it out of your mind. Right now, you just need to make a decision and say, Father, I'm sorry, and I am going to take authority. There's some of you that God's told about your TV viewing, your music that you listen to, the books that you read, the magazines that you read. And he's spoken to you about those words of death that you are mainlining into your life. You need to make a decision. You need to make some commitments. It'll change your life. It'll make a difference. Amen? You know, every one of us can be stronger in this. There's not a single person in here, myself included, who exercises as much discretion as we need to. But there are some of us that have seen this truth. We've embraced it. We're heading in that direction. We may not have arrived, but we've left. We're moving in the right direction. But there are some of you here tonight that this is just totally opposite your life. And I'm saying these things in love, but I really believe that God's drawing you to do something. And I believe that the Bible says faith without works is dead. If you don't do something, if all you do is have a thought and a conviction, but you don't act on it, it's dead. God keeps that which we commit. No committing, no keeping. And I believe that there's some of you here tonight that you've been whiners, gripers, complainers. You've spoken forth your fear instead of your faith. You've empowered the negative. You've spoken death instead of life. You listened to death instead of life. There are some of you that this isn't just a reminder and an encouragement to already do something. This is a turnaround, an about face. You're going to have to go in an opposite direction. There's some of you that this has really convicted you tonight, and you need to make some commitment right now. You need to act on what God has done. So, you know what I'd like to ask is right now, if you would say, this isn't just a reminder, it's not an encouragement along the way, this is an absolute about face for me. I'm a negative person. I speak death. I listen to death. I need to change. I'm going to make a commitment to take control. I'm going to take the authority that God's given me, and I'm going to quit speaking death and listening to death. I'm going to turn my life around and speak life. If that's you and you need to make an about face on this, I just want to ask you to be humble enough right now to just stand right where you are, and I'm going to lead you in a prayer of commitment, and you need to do something right now. Don't wait until you get home. And I know some of you are thinking, well, man, people are looking. Couldn't we have them bow their head and close their eyes? No, I want everybody's head up and their eyes open. I want you to get the maximum humiliation out of this. You need to humble yourself, and then God will lift you up. I'm going to pray this won't work if you're seated. You got to stand. Amen? That's not much. All I'm doing is asking you just to humble yourself and say, I've been negative. I've been speaking death. I'm going to change this with God's help, with God's grace. I'm changing. Anybody else? This won't work if you're seated. You got to stand. Thank you, Jesus. There's people still standing up. I know it's short notice, and some of you are thinking, well, this is a big decision. I'm not sure I can do it. All you're doing is saying, God, this is what I want to do. This is my commitment. I'm going to make the commitment, and then you're going to keep that which I commit. God will remind you. God will hold you to it. But you've got to start the process and say, God, I'm willing. I'm willing. I'm going to make the commitment, and I welcome you to hold me to it. Anybody else? Thank you, Father. Father, I just thank you for all these people that have humbled themselves. And Father, whatever the situation is, we have not understood this. We haven't taken our authority. We've been speaking negative, listening to negative. We have not condemned the weapons, the tongues that have risen against us. Thank you, Father, for showing us the truth. Thank you for revealing this to us tonight. We humble ourselves, receive this truth. And we just make a commitment that, Father, we want to speak life. We want to listen to life. We want to get to that place that when we speak, we believe that what we say is going to come to pass. Father, we want to be people of integrity, that don't say things we don't mean, that doesn't listen to things that are untrue. We just make that decision. And Father, we welcome you to hold us to it. We admit that in ourselves we can't do this, but we don't believe we are just by ourselves. Father, we draw on Your power. We believe that the Holy Spirit will reveal this to us. If we get off track, that You'll show us and lovingly bring us back. But we just make a commitment that from this time forth, we aren't going to be like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. We aren't going to be controlled by something else. We take authority over our lives. We are going to go to speaking the Word of God and rejecting words that are contrary to God. Father, we make that commitment. And I thank You for these people. I believe that You'll remind them of this February the 14th, 2009, that they've made a commitment and that, Father, their life is going to begin to turn as they begin to start using the life that is in their tongue. Thank You, Jesus. We just praise You, Father, and believe that this is going to make a big difference in our lives. We receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can be seated. You know, let me encourage you. Some of you are going to... You know, the Lord can't show you everything that is negative in you all at once. If He did, it would just overwhelm you. You'd feel like, oh God, I've got no chance. So He'll just start dealing with you step by step. But the downside to that is that a year from now, 2 years from now, He's still going to be showing you things. And you're going to think, God, is this ever going to end? Am I ever going to get this figured out? Don't become condemned by it. God is loving you and He'll just deal with you little by little. And I tell you, God's a good God. He's going to help you. This is going to make a big difference in your life. Again, let me ask tonight, if there's anybody here that doesn't know Jesus, you need to know Jesus.
This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1063C or DVD series R3207D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK-161 titled, You Have the Power, when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you.
Let me just encourage you one more time that if the Lord has spoken to you today and you realize that all you've got is just a religion, but you don't have a personal Savior, you haven't experienced God, your heart hasn't been changed. You know, I'd like to ask you to not only get these materials that we're offering, but to please call and let the people on our helpline guide you into this relationship with the Lord. The Bible says that if you don't confess Jesus before man, He won't confess you before His Father. There needs to be some type of a commitment in front of other people. You can call our helpline and people will help you. So please call and tell them you want to pray to make Jesus your personal Lord.
Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep gospel truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.